Aureliano Cattaneo, your piece for Donna Esching, it's an orchestra piece, but not only orchestra, it's for trio and orchestra, it says in the score. So it's a sort of triple concerto. Do we have to think about a concert like in the 19th century a concert would be?
I can answer yes and not at the same time, because, you know, of course, if you have three soloists, you have to think about the concerto forma, because they are soloists, and also they want to be soloists in some way. So you have all the tradition of the concert behind you, and it's impossible not to think about this. But in some times, not just to have a tradition of the confrontation between the solo and tutti, also try to put inside the trio, really, in the orchestra, in a way that sometimes it's really mixed with the orchestra, written like a chamber orchestra. And sometimes the orchestra is working as a mirror of the soloist. But it's true that there is also the idea of the confrontation, but also there is the idea of the virtuoso, really. It's a sort of trying of thinking about the problematic of concerto writing.
In your notes for the program book, you said something like, well, it is chamber music going on to being orchestra music and the other way around. So is it this foreground, background, or is it clearly disposed? I mean, you probably will have the three soloists in front.
We have the three soloists in front, of course, but you have some sounds which are continually passing from the soloist to the orchestra. And, for example, I have three percussion, I have two sax baritone and two vertical piano in the orchestra. So you have this mirroring and this answering. Maybe sometimes you don't know if it's really the soloist or the orchestra, or maybe there is the same sounds with the same percussion instrument. It's running through sometimes with solo. But then suddenly you have really the trio solo trying to fight with the orchestra. And also the problematic is that I don't have just one solo. So I have three solo. And the trio is, you know, a chamber music idea. And so this you have to transform the chamber music idea in a solo idea. So it's a sort of level and level.
You're an Italian composer living in Spain for 12 years now. And I have to ask that you choose a German title for this piece. Is it just because of the German commission, Donna Esching?
No, actually I like the sound of the word Blut. And there is a connection of a formal connection with the piece, because you have central pitch with a C, the central C, which is running almost through all the piece, of course, in different orchestration, in like a single pitch or in biggest chords, but it's every time present. It's a sort of a fil rouge running through the piece. I mean, so the idea of this fil rouge and, well, blood line who is running in our body. This is the concept. And then why in German? Because I like the sound, and it was less strong than in my language, sangue, which is very strong for me. Of course, there is some reference to Alban Berg, Wozzeck. There is the scene of Blut. There was kind of idea of sort of rhythmus, which is sometimes appearing in the concerto, sort of ostinato rhythmus. There is some dramatic aspect in this piece. Actually, you have a solo and the orchestra, so it can be also a theater piece in some way. But there is no just dramatic idea. Also, there are some ironic part and some delicate. I mean, when I write a piece, I try to be as much as possible different. I like very much labyrinth, so you can have different way inside the piece, and then you can decide if it's a delicate or dramatic or.
The next question, of course, how did you deal with all the different layers and all, I mean, the big orchestra? You've been working for orchestra already. Is it something new every time you take a new commission or you're writing a new piece, or is it something how you react with an orchestra?
I think that to write for orchestra is really a challenge for a composer. Now, you can think about a lot of chamber music pieces, which are sort of masterpieces of 20th, 21st century, and few orchestra pieces. Because we have the tendency to write as a chamber music with the orchestra. I think that the game, the funny game, is to try to write for the orchestra, who is not sounding like just like late romantic orchestra, so with this good homogeneous sound, and to try to push the orchestra on the side of chamber writing, which is a contradiction also, because the orchestra is an orchestra. It's not a chamber music.